18 months or better, you know. But you recognized it finally. So with that, the Pearl District, we're a good neighbor. We invite you to come check us out, come in, take a tour. We like to check out what you got going on. We'll help out neighborly, you know, help out the elderly. No reason to be scared of us. We're human beings. We got hearts. So, yeah, just thanks for giving us a shot, and I hope that will come through for you.
Thank you.
And I pretty much have no doubt that will come through for you.
Thanks very much. Thanks.
My name's Aaron A. I don't really have a lot to say, but I've been at Right to Dream for quite a while. We help anybody that needs help that we can help. If you know, like the drunks that come out of the bars, if they're too drunk to drive their cars home for the night, and we have bed space available, we let those guys rest. If a guy gets in a fight with his wife somewhere and comes stumbling by, and he needs a place to sleep for the night, we let him sleep there for the night. We're just out to help people. You know, we always, since I've been there, we walk around the block and make sure everything's status quo or, you know, in good shape. People that are sleeping in the doorways around our block, we make sure nobody's harming them and across the street. Probably do the same over there. I've heard that, you know, they scared to walk nights to the bus stops and stuff like that. We're willing to walk with them. And we had a way to get in hold, be gotten hold of, we'd walk them back too. So we're just people trying to survive. That's all I've got.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thanks very much.
Hi, my name is Roy Pascal. I'm a member of Right to Dream 2. Since I've gotten to Right to Dream 2, my wife and I have been quite impressed with what we've seen, what we've learned, the numbers of homeless people. Before we came downtown, down in January, we were living up in the mountains, up off Southeast Portland and 108th. We were constantly being harassed by the police to get off the mountains. We didn't have much of a way of being able to get around or get any kind of means of support or help at the time. I was in between jobs, well, a few jobs I can get because I was a mobile mechanic. I ended up dispersing that job up with a friend who ended up taking over the business. I'm working on getting back with the union. My wife is 3.5 months pregnant. If it hadn't been for Right to Dream 2, I have no idea where I'd be, other than somewhere on the streets of Portland, shuffled around from doorway to doorway, just like a lot of the others are. Right to Dream 2 has been a big stepping stone. It's a place where a lot of us can go to be able to get a good night's sleep, to be able to rest well, a place to eat, a place to call home, only temporarily, because I don't have plans on being there long. Just like many of the others who've passed through Right to Dream 2, and many others will too. To be able to not just call it a place for home permanently, but to find a permanent home. Without places like Right to Dream 2, there may not be a permanent home, except the sidewalks of Portland. I've been here since 95, and I've seen quite a bit of it. I've seen the homelessness expand into areas I never thought they'd be. I lived in North Portland for 5 years. The homelessness wasn't that much. Without places like Right to Dream 2, it's only going to continue to get worse. It'll never get better. A lot of people can utilize Right to Dream 2 to get a step up that they need. Without that step up from the rest area, not a camp, a rest area, as I've heard many people say. It's a place to rest, to be able to carry on for a better life in the future. This place, people seem to complain a lot about their businesses going downhill, their property values depreciating. Is that all they think of? What about the life of the people of Portland? What about those of us that don't have what they have? That's what Right to Dream 2 is, a place for the rest of us to be able to start a fresh start, to go where they are, to be able to get what they have, a home, a place to rest our head, a place to get out of the rain, a place to start a family. It's hard to do on the streets. Without a place like a rest area like Right to Dream 2, a lot of people find it really difficult. Right to Dream 2 has helped a lot of people get a foot up, to be able to get a fresh start, to go to work, to go to school, to have a life. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks very much. I want to thank everyone for excellent testimony. I know we will be back for more, and I just appreciate everyone here tonight very much. Thank you. We will be back in an hour and resume the hearing then. Thank you.